The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Leopold Sporties Award for a fantastic game today, Harry Benson. Congratulations, mate. You must be happy with your own form.
Yeah, it's been all right. I mean, it's been kind of getting into the year, started pretty slowly, but getting a few wins on the board helps, and we'll move forward from there.
The team as a whole just play with an abandon. They've got confidence in each other. It's wonderful to watch, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's a nice compliment, thank you. Yeah, we try and push forward as one whole team, one group. I suppose in previous years we might have been lacking in that kind of grunt, and I feel like now as a whole our group is really united. So we kind of take one game at a time and push through one group as a whole. So it's been good.
All right, I'll let you go, mate, but congratulations on winning the $100 Leopold Sporties Award. Good man.
Well done, Harry Benson. Great to have Harry speak to us post-game in this fifth quarter for the Sandman Mattress Factory and the $100 Leopold Sporties voucher going the way of Harry Benson, the reigning Matheson medalist. Looking forward to seeing the stat numbers roll out from today's contest. I know he'll have had his hands on it quite a bit, but I suspect Damien McMahon's numbers would have been very, very good as well.
Very stiff.
What I am missing, though, Jace, is when we do give the Sporties Award,
yes,
is your question. And who are you swinging hands with?
If we can't hear them, if they can't hear us, Nico, you must ask, who are they going to take to the Sporties, and are they swinging hands with somebody?
And who wouldn't,
and
they,
who
take?
Wouldn't they take?
From yeah. the from the club.
He's taking Damien McMahon.
Well done. Well played. Well played. In fact, go back and ask him. No, I'm just joking, Nico.
I'll go and get the song.
You're going to go get the song? Nico's actually clocking off early today, and Jace is going to go back to boundary riding.
It's all right, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
Some, hey?
Yeah. Hello.
Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. Around the grounds for Leopold Sporties, our $100 Player of the Day voucher. GWS 132 lead the Eagles 80, 28 and a quarter minutes gone on the Port Phillip Ferries time clock up there in Sydney. And Hawthorn 63 lead the Brisbane Lions 62, half-time in Launceston. Earlier today, VFLW Geelong penultimate round of the season defeated Williamstown. They're a lock for the finals. The Cats now need results to go their way to host an elimination final. 8-4-52 defeated Williamstown 2-5-17. And Geelong in the VFL, round 9, the Cats improved to 5-2, and I think back into the top 8 on the back of 5 goals from Shannon Neal, 15-8-98, the Northern Bull Ants, 13-7-85, as Chris Nichols heads down to bring us the song. I think some Marys have made their way into the room. We're just seeing if we can pick up the audio. We might be struggling to get a signal into the St Mary's rooms. It looks like we might not be able to...
Double brick.
Yeah, it's well built
it's
down there.
Very well built.
This brand new facility, so I don't think we'll... here we go. Nico has got the mic on. Players are in there, and here we go. Oh, we got the back end.
Yeah, we got
the back end. So a win for St Mary's. We had a head-to-head today for Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. They've been covering Geelong for 29 years. It was Dowling versus O'Dwyer that became a bit of a non-event in the end for various reasons, not least that poor O'Dwyer found himself sent from the ground for an incident that we don't think there's a lot in.
Josh Conway just messaged and said that he's seen it, and he said there was nothing in it. So he's a very astute man of football, Buzz Conway. Dowling sort of started deep and then moved his way up the ground to get into the game a little bit and found himself on Harry Smith for a majority of the time he was up as a hybrid half forward, but had to get into the midfield to try and get some touches, and then he kicked some goals late in the game. So he ended up with, 3-2. He contributed to the score. He hit the scoreboard, but it's going to have to be a null and void draw or...
Yeah, I think he just... declare it a draw.
Just declare it a draw because they didn't really get to go with each other, and Joel O'Dwyer faces the tribunal. So
yeah, you probably won't. Well, match review panel gets hold of it first and
have a look,
deals with it,
yep,
and probably moves on from it. Fingers crossed for Joel O'Dwyer and his right to take on Bell Park next week.
Correct.
Thanks to Geelong Insurance Brokers. Check out geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Leeds is Kirsch. You're still alive here. It's a Steamatic standout. They deliver solutions, save properties and restore lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day was Harry Benson. He's got the $100 voucher in his hand. Who's your Steamatic standout?
Has to be, doesn't it? Has to be the member the newest member. Congratulations to the Paddy Dowling Club.
Absolutely.
Damien McMahon, for sure. Yeah. He was absolutely brilliant today. Played a super role out there on that wing. And I'll tell you what, his offensive side running, his defensive side running, his running patterns. I was watching him for a lot of the day, and he was fantastic today. Great game. Great interview. Not. I'd like to have spoke to him after the game and see how he was tracking. Because at the start of that last quarter, he was absolutely rattled, but he'd seen the game out. He was terrific all day. He's definitely the Steamatic player of the day.
All righty, good stuff.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.